Hello and welcome to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm privileged to serve Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. We press on with our series on the doctrine of God, the nature of God, and today we think about the Creator God, and the reading is going to be Psalm 19 and the first six verses. We come to our Creator, Saviour God in prayer. Lord, indeed, you made us and you have saved us. Lord, we owe everything to you. And we thank you that because of your amazing, extraordinary grace, there is actually no need to repay. Lord, we owe you everything, and really we can give you nothing. The most fitting response we can have is to follow your Son, the Lord Jesus, with a passion wherever he leads, to live lives that are conformed to your word and your spirit, to give you thanks and praise and honour and glory. Lord, we do that now, and we pray that you would help us in this reading today. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So Psalm 19 and the first six verses. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. So the Creator God, the God who in love speaks and a world flames into life. Could have gone to Genesis chapter 1, of course, for this, and I will refer to that again in the course of this reflection. But Psalm 19, these opening verses of Psalm 19, are a wonderful celebration of God's creation in beautiful poetic language. A Christian poet who I sometimes dip into is Gerard Manley Hopkins, who is a serious poet of a previous generation who writes often about the glory of creation, who says the earth is filled with the grandeur of God. Some of his poems carry an echo of Psalm 19, and they are extraordinary poems. Hopkins had an amazing poetic gift, but even his poetry pales into insignificance beside that of the Word of God, the beautiful description that we have here. Just spend some moments reflecting on the words of this psalm. The beautiful language that is used, the evocative language, the images, the pictures, the glory of creation. And as well as reflecting on the psalm, of course we can reflect on creation itself. We see that creation speaks to us. It's very clear in this psalm. And as we get out and about and we see the wonders that God has made, we might not hear an audible voice. It might be the wind whistling through the trees or the chirp of a bird or whatever. But creation is, in a sense, speaking to us of our amazing Creator God. One of the things about lockdown, particularly in its early days, is that being shut in and taking a daily constitutional walk, for those of us who were able to do that, it actually helped us to appreciate creation more. And I found, to my amazement, in a suburban environment, and even walking down into Headingley, where it's more urban, you could still rejoice in creation. Creation seemed to get a bit bolder. The birds, well, there seemed to be a few more of them, and they seemed to be bolder in hopping about in the road and in gardens. And you know, that's one of the things about lockdown. And I guess it taught some of us, well, we need to get out more, not in the car, but walking on foot, slowly, unhurried, and drinking in the glory of creation. As we move out of lockdown, I want to say, don't lose that. Keep that as part of your daily routine. Get out into creation. It can be part of your Sabbath to walk, to reflect, to look, to listen, to notice things, and to give glory to our wonderful Creator God. And also, as we reflect on creation, we see that we are called to be stewards of creation. This is where Genesis 1 very much comes in, that human beings are created as the pinnacle of God's creation. What an amazing thought that is. And we are to be stewards of creation, ruling over the animals, the birds, the fish of the sea, and doing it after God's pattern, not to exploit, not to ruin, not to destroy, but reflecting his own just and good and gracious renewal, anticipating the renewal of all creation of which Romans 8 speaks, the new heavens and the new earth. Let's be good stewards of creation. Sometimes I've heard Christians talk about environmental concerns as if it wasn't anything to do with them, that this is a worldly thing and we don't need to bother about it as Christians. And yet creation care is there written into Scripture right from the very beginning. Let's work hard to get our carbon footprints down. Let's live more simply. Let's take care of creation. Let's be involved in Christian charities that prioritise creation care. One that I'd like to give a plug to is Arosha, a charity that's been going for many years now, where there is a real focus on caring for creation and nature, God's world that he has made, the stewarding that we can do of that creation. I encourage you to look up the charity Arosha and perhaps to engage with it, but certainly to engage in creation care. We have a Creator God out of his nature, out of his heart. He creates the whole cosmos. His hands fling stars into space. He creates us and he redeems us, as those same hands surrender to cruel nails. Let's follow our Creator God. Let's rejoice in creation and let's be good stewards of what he has entrusted to us. We come to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you that you have made us. Indeed, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, as the psalmist says, knitted together in our mother's wombs. We praise you that you have made us, that we owe the very breath in our lungs to you. And of course we praise you that you have also saved us. We worship you for creation and new creation. Help us not to lose that sense that many of us have got in lockdown about praising you for creation, about getting out of the house, perhaps into the garden, perhaps into different parts of the world that you've made, and just drinking in all its beauty and wonder and hearing your voice, you, O Lord, speaking to us. Lord, as Christians, we want to hear your voice. We know it's so important. And we see here, writ large for us, that one of the ways that we hear your voice is to appreciate creation. Help us to do that. And help us to be good stewards of all that you have made, of all that you have entrusted to us. Lord, we lift these prayers to you. Take us and use us, and lead us forward, we pray, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.